You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news that a private sector survey that hints about the official hiring and unemployment reports came in today much stronger than expected. 978,000 more people landed on payrolls in May, according to the paycheck processor ADP. Diane Swonk is the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton, and she helps us many a Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I mean, the ADP data doesn't always track with the official jobs report due tomorrow, but certainly interesting today.
Certainly encouraging. Close to 1 million jobs created, with big gains in leisure and hospitality and small businesses. Now we've learned to be a little humble rather than use our hubris when it comes to forecasting monthly employment reports. But the good news is we've seen a slew of data that suggests that momentum is shifting regarding hiring and people accepting jobs.
Now, fitting into the ADP payroll numbers today is that people signing up for unemployment benefits for the first time, that number dropped again. It's been happening every week now for over a month.
It's still not where it needs to be. We're still high, and there's some workers that are just losing their extensions on benefits. But the good news is the initial claims are coming down, and that means some people are getting hired.
The thesis that no one's going back into the labor force because of all the government benefits they might get for staying out of the labor force. Somebody's getting work.
Absolutely. And, you know, the studies on that, I mean, the San Francisco Fed just did a study on whether or not the $300 supplement is a deterrent. And it's one of the least of deterrents. It is a small deterrent, but the biggest issues are a whole litany of things, of everything from how long it takes for a vaccination to become effective with two jabs, to the fact that a lot of people actually didn't realize the vaccines were free. And then, of course, there's the other issue of these are now called frontline workers in a war, and the mask mandates have made it even harder when you see viral videos of people spitting on frontline workers because they don't want to wear masks when asked.
Yeah. Diane Swonk, the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. She's out of Chicago. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.